Good evening and welcome to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic and alternative tunes brought to you by myself, Nigel, here in the studio on my own as usual, but, well, surrounded by a pile of CDs and a bunch of information to tell you about. So that's the plan for tonight, as usual. Going to play some tunes and going to tell you stuff. And I started there with Modulate, with the opening track of Robots, EP Robots, which has been doing the rounds for quite a while now. Especially if you go to the Wendy House, where Jeff has been playing early versions of that quite a lot. And the EP came out, I think, just over a couple of weeks ago, but I didn't manage to get my copy in time for the last show. Yes, grabbed it, and it's great. It is good. It's exactly what you want. It's definitely got that kind of Daft Punk sound to it, of which I believe Jeff had been listening to quite a bit of Daft Punk around the time he was making that, so brilliant stuff. But yeah, it's good to see that finally released and, you know, in people's hands, because it's, Jeff has been kind of working on it and polishing it and getting it just right, playing it at gigs for, well, what seems like a year now, and it quite possibly is. So you know, great that it's now out there and I can play it to you, and I've got a copy. It's all good stuff. But yes, Modulate, Robots, from the Robots EP. Yeah, get hold of that. I'm going to continue with the tunes now, I think. I'm going to continue with something else pretty new. This is a new track, and I say again, a new track from Icon of Coil.
Yeah. As I approach you, I am burning away. My mind stopped working and I'm wasted again. Intoxicated by a million ways. We got a world, let's blow it away. Our lips are melting, we are whole once again, perfect sex, and this time it stays. I never claimed to be great. This moment is so far away. Then I see you.
I might devour it all in one bite. On these stars I made a wish.
You are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. And you heard there a band that I've never heard of before called A Brilliant Massacre with a track called Science Fiction. Now, they've got that coming out on the Science Fiction EP, due out in, I think, a fortnight's time. So that's Thursday the 23rd. I believe that's coming out. Negative Gain is a label they're on, and they kindly sent me that copy for play. And they're just one of these bands that seem to be doing a lot of stuff right by the sounds of things. Having a little listen to that EP, they clearly know where they're going. So that is, I think, a band to look out for, even though they seem to have come from nowhere, which is not a terrible thing. You may hear that a little more from my direction in the future, certainly when I find out a bit more about them. Before that, we had another new track from Aria, from her forthcoming album Plastic Makes Perfect. That's a track called Hunger that she released, available from her Bandcamp website. So if you go to aria.bandcamp.com, you can actually purchase that one track for, I think, $1. Or I think you can pay for a minimum of $1. You can pay as much as you want. It's one of them pay as much as you think kind of buys. You can get that track from Aria. It'll be on a forthcoming album, and look forward to more stuff from her. But yeah, you're kind of getting tasters. I think I've already played that Hunger track on a show a couple of weeks ago, or maybe 4 weeks ago, but I thought, it's a good track, I'll keep playing it. So you may have heard that before from me. And before that, like I said in the intro, a new track from Icon of Coil. Now again, Icon of Coil are doing what Ari's done, what a lot of bands are doing, and letting you hear a track from an up-and-coming album by releasing it on Bandcamp. And again, you can buy that. However, I think this one is pay whatever you want, kind of tip jar approach, but the amount is started at zero, so you can get that for free if you want, or you can pay the band some money. The money will go towards making their next album, but that's an idea of what new Icon of Coil sounds like. When Icon of Coil played Resistance Festival earlier in the year, there was no new music there. It was just a lot of the old stuff. Some of it reworked, but a lot of the old stuff. No hints about whether we were going to get new Icon of Coil tunes. And that's the first one we've heard so far, which is, it's an interesting one to release. It's got all the traits of Icon of Coil from the past. You know, the good synth, the good hooks, the good melodies. But it's not massively in-your-face, huge dance floor hit. Now, it's going to sound great on a dance floor, but it's not. I think they're holding back. I think there's going to be some better ones on the album. There usually is the way their albums go. They'll get you a bit excited, then you'll get more excited. They'll get better and better. So I think they're warming us into new Icon of Coil with that. It's good. It's not their best. It's good, but it's very good, though. It's still Icon of Coil. It's still good stuff. Anyway, I think I should run down a bit of the news about stuff and things. Twins of Evil Tour. Now, this kind of crossed my radar. I can't remember if I've mentioned it or not. I'll tell you anyway, just in case I haven't mentioned it. Twins of Evil Tour. Marilyn Manson and Rob Zombie are doing a double headlining tour together, doing the UK in November. I think they're doing about four shows. They're doing London, Manchester, Glasgow and Birmingham. Quite what a double headlining event from Manson and Rob Zombie will be like, I have no idea. I've seen Rob Zombie before. He puts on a very good show. I've only seen him at the O2 Academy in Leeds, which is a very small venue for someone like that. This is going to be more of an arena tour that's coming up. So it'll be good to see Rob Zombie stretch out a bit more with more room on the stage, and let's see what he can do with a bigger stage. But let's see what he can do with Marilyn Manson as well. Twins of Evil Tour, I think the closest to here is going to be Manchester, so that's on Tuesday the 27th of November. But if you're interested in that, Google Twins of Evil Tour or Marilyn Manson and Rob Zombie, you're bound to find more details on it, more appropriate details if you want something other than they're playing Manchester on Tuesday the 27th of November. That's quite a way off yet, but I thought I'd let you know, because sometimes big things like this do sell out and you might be kicking yourself. Also, Resistance Festival. Now, this is a good old electronic industrial festival in Sheffield. It's been going a couple of years now. But one thing that I am impressed at is they've started announcing next year's bands. Now, this was at the end of March this year, so we're quite a way away from next March, but they're starting to announce next year's bands. So far, one band has been announced. It's Aesthetic Perfection. They are confirmed for Resistance 2013. And the next band They've said they're going to announce another band tomorrow. So on Friday, I think around lunchtime, they're going to announce the second band of announcementness for Resistance 2013. So it's great that we're getting to know these bands so far in advance and can generally just be excited for quite a while. And I think a lot of people are quite excited to see Aesthetic Perfection as well. So it'll be that'll be a good one. I might actually have some Aesthetic Perfection. I don't know. Let's have a look. Yes, I think I've got some in my pile of CDs, so you'll probably get some of that later in the show. What else was I going to tell you news-wise? Isolate. Now, there's a band called Isolate. I played them on the show once before, and they had a free EP called the Isolate EP, I think, or just Isolate, I'm not sure, available as a free download from isolateband.com. And I managed to discover that they've got another free EP available from isolateband.com called Bitter Turn, which is well worth a listen. Now, when I say free, it's free to download, it's free to play to yourself, it's free to do anything apart from make money off, I believe. It's under the Creative Commons license. So if you're a bit unsure about what that is, just Google Creative Commons and you get all the juicy details on what you are and aren't allowed to do with that music. But it's very interesting seeing a band releasing stuff as Creative Commons rather than Tip Jar or Free from Bandcamp. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. They're clearly a very talented band and well worth checking out. In fact, I think I've got their first EP with me, so you might, again, get a track off that later in the show. But yes, I think it's now time to carry on with the music. That's what the show's about. So this is a track I can't actually remember playing, and according to my Googling, it's been around for a while. It's a band I really do like quite a bit called Rabbit Junk, and this track's called Lucid Summations.
I
You are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was Isolate with Too Late from their Isolate EP, which you can still download free from isolateband.com. And before that, we had Rabbit Junk with Lucid Summations, which I believe is about a year or so old, but it's still really, really good. It's available, I believe it's available for purchase from glitchmode.com or something like that. Google Rabbit Junk and buying their stuff and you'll find the details. I must have picked it up that way ages ago anyway. And all good stuff from them, just kind of quite different tunes. I do like both those bands for not properly fitting squarely in a genre of any kind, but skipping around the edges of a few. And I don't know, something about that makes me think the band are being cheeky but good, with a big smile on their face. Right, now it's time to run down gigs, clubs and stuff going on in the local area. We have coming up tomorrow, Friday the 10th of August, we have something called Bohemia, an Evening of Remembrance, which I'm not sure what that's about. It's, however, at Wharf Chambers in Leeds, It involves a couple of bands, Big Snake's Mystery Orchestra, which have been billed as a kind of steampunk kind of band, if you know what that is, answer on the postcard, and also a new band called I Demand Satisfaction. Also involved in the evening is Cossack Poetry and General Entertainment, as far as I can tell. Now, that's £4 in, and the events start at 8 p.m. onwards. More information on Facebook. So if you search Facebook for Bohemia, an Evening of Remembrance, you should find that. Following that, on Saturday the 11th of August, we have Darklands and Deviation over in York. This is at the Stereo in York and runs from 9 p.m. till 2 a.m. and again is £4 on the door. So you've got kind of get two club nights, because the Stereo has got kind of the front bar area and the rear kind of more club area, and you, I think there's Darklands in the back and Deviation out front, so £4 gets you into both halves. Real ale and all goodness that you find in usually in pubs in York. And more information can be found at darklands.org.uk or the Facebook event. I'm finding the Facebook event seems to be updated more these days. But you may have to search for the Darklands Facebook group and join that. I found the event wasn't visible until you did that. I think the events on Facebook can be tied to groups and the group gets invited, so it all gets a bit tricky that way. So yeah, if you can't see the Darklands event, search out the Darklands group and get yourself added to that, and that will then let you see the events. Complicated stuff, Facebook. Should be easy and straightforward, shouldn't it? Friday the 17th of August, we have over in Manchester at the Retro Bar, Bombardment versus Analog Trash. Analog Trash being a favourite kind of industrial electronic night of mine. Runs from 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. and is £5 on the door. And I found the information about that again on Facebook, so search for Analog Trash on Facebook. Also, there's Saturday the 18th of August, we have the Wendy House over in Leeds at the Leeds University Student Union. That's been going forever, and it's very easy to explain. It's the big main room full of goth, punk, rock, 80s cheese, a bit of everything goes on in there. And then you've got the smaller mutate room with industrial, electronic and hard dancey type stuff in there. Access to both rooms is £5 on the door. Well, £5 in total gets you in, and you know, you wander between the rooms as much as you want. It runs from 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. and more information at www.thewendyhouse.org. And following that is an event to be very excited for here in our very own Bradford at the University Student Union. We have Infest, a nicely yearly event that's been going on longer than I dare say, because it's been around a while now and I've been to most of them. It's an industrial electronic music festival, 3 days over the bank holiday weekend, so Friday the 24th to Sunday the 26th, and you kind of get bank holiday Monday off to recover, and I've needed that many a time. We have the following bands playing: Suicide Commando, Solitary Experiments, Absurd Minds, The Clinic, Wintercalte, Necrofertility, XP8, Geistform, A Split Second, Blitz Machine, 10X, Suona, Dirty K, Resist, Space Boy, System FX. Tickets are still available from Music Nonstop, Jumbo and a few other places. More details are available on infestuk.com. I think I've got one more show before that event happens, so that'll be the Thursday before the Friday of Infest, I think, is my next show, the next Dark Assimilation. So I will be very excited and probably very unplanned, but we'll have no extra information about what the bands will be like. You'll have to wait till the following show for that information, and quite how much of the weekend I can't remember due to drinking alcohol and daft things like that that I really shouldn't recommend. So yes, that's lots of stuff going on. I believe at the end of August, I don't have the details in front of me, but at the end of August there's also a Carpe Noctem event, but I'll get that information for the next show. It'll still be a couple of weeks in advance by then. So yeah, bands are randomly turning up and doing Carpe Noctem again, so it's good to have that kind of back, even intermittently, over here in Bradford. Time for more tunes, I think. I've rabbled on a little bit too long. This is a band that I really quite like, and actually I've just noticed they're playing Infest. Yes, piling up some bands who are playing Infest in my pile of CDs was a really good idea. So this is some XP8. This is from their album Drop the Mask, and this is a track called Scorpio Eyes. Why must you poison my day?
Yeah.
across the back of my mind. Your tattoo, like a scar inside. Your tattoo, across the back of my mind. Your tattoo, when I close my eyes.
This is still Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. I actually had to think about that for a minute. Maybe my mind's going somehow. You heard there Aesthetic Perfection with The Devil's in the Details from All Beauty Destroyed. And before that, we had Resist with Tattooed from their album The Ride. And before that, we had XP8 with Scorpio Eyes, actually featuring the vocal talent of Eric Gossman from Everything Goes Cold, C. Collins Slash Fame, and loads of other bands. A huge amount of bands, apparently. And that's from XP8's album Drop the Mask. Three bands who are all playing Infest in a 2 or 3 weeks' time. So I just thought I'd go with a little Infest mashup there. The bands are quite diverse when you come to think of it. So Infest is going to be quite interesting this time with the diversity that they've got going on. And, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I really am. I think that's about it for the show tonight. I'm running out of time. I can tell now. People are looking nervous around me. So I'm going to finish with yet another band who are playing Infest. However, this is a track from forever ago. I think I worked out this is tracks from probably 2002. So 10 years old at least. This is Absurd Minds with a track called The Question from their album The Focus. So yes, that's it from me. I'll be back in a fortnight's time. I'll be very, very excited about Infest at that point because it'll be one day before the event. And cheerio. See you then.
Your fears, insanity. If you change your perspective.